RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of A Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headlines, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. And this is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government to focus on 10 tourist destinations outside Bali. Indonesian Vice President floats idea on capital control to safeguard rupiah. Issue of Indonesian citizen protection become the first priority in 2015 working agenda of Foreign Affairs Minister. Now the news in detail. The government has revealed plans to develop 10 tourist destinations next year to shift the focus of Indonesian tourism away from Bali. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Rizal Ramli told a press conference on Monday that Indonesia tourism has been focused too heavily on Bali, which is already overcrowded. Indonesia wants to build as many destinations as Indonesia can, but due to budget constraints, we will focus on these 10 destinations for next year. According to Tourism Minister Arif Yahya, 5 destinations on the list were part of revitalization projects Lake Toba, Borobudur Temple, Labuan Bajo, Thousand Islands, and Mount Bromo. 3 were special economic zones, Mandalika, Tanjung Lesung, and Morotai, and 2 were newcomers, Tanjung Kelayang and Wakatobi. Several ministries are set to collaborate on the development project. The Public Works and Public Housing Ministry will build the basic infrastructure. The State-Owned Enterprises Ministry will provide electricity and communication networks, and the Transportation Ministry will handle the development of seaport and airport. Similar authorities will be applied to the other 9 destinations by the first quarter of 2016. As risks associated with volatility in the flow of capital are poised to expand, Vice President Yusuf Kalla has floated an idea to impose capital control in order to stem the outflow of foreign denominated assets, as well as to repatriate Indonesian wealth parked overseas. Within the next couple of weeks, according to Yusuf Kalla, a team at the Vice President's office will review all those related regulations and laws that can be revised so as to help pave the way for the accumulation of foreign exchange reserves. In order to impose control on capital, according to Yusuf Kalla, he is lining up to revise several laws, but not limited to the law on the central bank, the law on foreign exchange flow and currencies, and the law on trade. Among the forms of capital control, Yusuf Kalla continues to mull over area of foreign exchange control that will prevent or limit the buying and selling of rupiah and a mandatory repatriation of export proceeds. BI Governor Agus Martowardoyo has said that the rupiah may remain under pressure next year as the forecast that demand for import will continue to outpace that of export. Head of Task Force 1 and 15, Vice Admiral Widodo, said that the Illegal Fishing Task Force has uncovered a new modus operandi in illegal fishing business in Indonesian waters. based on automatic identification system surveillance, a Chinese flagged ship was spotted around Tomini Bay. It turned out that the ship was a decoy. Up to today, Widodo admits the task force has yet to find the real criminal. The sophisticated models also done by hacking the AI system and create fake coordinate named Strange Ship. Therefore, Task Force 1 and 15 is prepared a countermeasures. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi placed an issue of Indonesian citizen protection as the first priority in her working agenda in 2015 by presenting the state for Indonesian citizens abroad. It was implemented by Foreign Affairs Minister to translate the ninth working agenda, or usually called as Nawacita program, set by President Joko Widodo. This was stated by the Indonesian Legal and Citizen Protection Director of Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, during a short interview with RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, December 28, 2015.
Presiden Jokowi sejak awal dalam Nawacita.
Presiden Joko Widodo, since the beginning in his Nawacita program, has mentioned repeatedly about presenting a state to the Indonesian citizens abroad. It is interpreted by Foreign Affairs Minister by setting the issue of workers' protection as the priority of the first year, and according to our review, the foundation has been created this year. So next year we'll be more focused in fixing the system.
Paling tidak 5 tahun ke depan.
Moreover, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal said that even though the achievement that has been achieved by the Foreign Affairs Ministry is almost the same as of last year, but the most real result is the issue of Indonesian migrant workers' protection has been carried out well. The most important duty for Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry now is to send home Indonesian overstay migrant workers from abroad, including the main of senior The remain of senior diplomat Tazwin Hanif, who passed away in Rome on December 25, 2015, caused by fire incident at the Indonesian embassy in Rome on December 2, 2015. However, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal cannot confirm the cause of the fire incidents because Indonesia has not received further confirmation from the Italian government. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Related to the performance of the House of Representatives DPR during 2015, political observer from the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Siti Zuhro, to RRI Voice of Indonesia said Monday in Jakarta, to control the Indonesian government, the House of Representatives is required to evaluate its performance so that politics in the country will be more conducive. Siti Zuhro asked political parties to prepare the best cadres so that they will be more professional and capable to perform their duties in the coming years.
The government must show the alignment by implementing democratizations and also how to encourage political parties are able to establish themselves, able to improve the quality of their internal reform. It is expected that our parliament will become the functional house if the parties in the legislative body are prepared, quite mature, from a good cadre of the party.
Siti Zuhro moreover said that Indonesian government and the House of Representatives DPR must be able to work together so that the development in Indonesia is getting better and politics in the country will be healthier. Indonesia's financial regulator has changed requirements around how the country's banking and financial services conglomerates report their capital buffers in an effort to make capital risk more transparent. Under the new rules, a conglomerate's aggregate net equity must be at least as much as the total required regulatory capital of each of its business units, Indonesia's Financial Services Authority said in a document posted on its website last week. Most of Indonesia's financial assets are managed by conglomerates, and OJK has previously said they need to tighten regulation for those firms as they have a systematic impact to the sector. As part of capital calculations, the OJK will require conglomerates to measure net equity as the total capital of the parent company and its units, minus the injection of fund placement from parent companies to the units. The regulatory capital requirements for each type of business will not change. Banks still have to maintain a capital adequacy ratio of at least 8% of risk-weighted assets, while insurance firms must maintain a solvency ratio of at least 120%. The last item, Indonesian students have reportedly survived the massive flooding that recently hit northern England. The floods have displaced thousands and have been claimed as the worst in the United Kingdom in the past few decades. Continuous heavy rain inundated several cities including York, Manchester, Rochdale and Leeds. In Leeds, which is home to more than 100 Indonesian students, floods hit more than 1,000 properties since Boxing Day on December 26, prompting hundreds of families to temporarily leave their homes and leaving many properties without power for hours. Indonesian students, mostly students from the University of Leeds, were not severely affected, according to Afan Abdul Ghafur Faisal, the chairman of the Indonesian Students Association in Leeds. UK Prime Minister David Cameron pledged more military help for the region as the army was deployed to move 300 to 400 people from their homes in York. Some 100 soldiers were also helping emergency services in the hardest hit areas of West Yorkshire, including Leeds, after the region suffered its worst flooding in 70 years. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government to focus on 10 tourist destinations outside Bali. Indonesian Vice President floats idea on capital control to safeguard rupiah. Issue of Indonesian citizen protection become the first priority in 2015 working agenda of Foreign Affairs Minister. That was the news.
Listener, various achievements of Indonesia in the field of sports in 2015 are summarized in Sports Kaleidoscope 2015. We begin with January 26, 2015, in bowling. Rian Lalisang presented gold medal for Indonesia. Indonesian bowler Rian Lalisang gained gold in masterclass during the 23rd Asian 10-pin bowling championship held in Blue O Rhythm and Bowl, Ratchayothin, Bangkok, Thailand, on 15 to 26 of January 2015. Playing in a black medium oil, Rian gained 1,973 points, defeating Choi Bok-kum from South Korea, who gained 1,894. Meanwhile, Mustafa Al-Musawi from Kuwait ranked third with 1,880 points. On January 26, 2015, from bowling.
Listener, we continue the sport kaleidoscope in February. The first sport event in February was held in February the 1st, and it came from soccer. During the final of Inter-Island Cup in Gelora Sriwijaya Stadium, Jakabaring Palembang, Arema Malang dealt as the Singoedan or the Mad Lion 1-1 against Persib Bandung. Arema Kronos coach Suharno appreciated his team who strived in the final of the Inter-Island Cup. He said the result came from the hard work of all players. Next is the sport event occurred on February the 8th. Irene Karisma Sukendar won the Moscow Open Chess Tournament 2015. Indonesian student Irene Karisma Sukendar becoming the first winner of the Inter Grand Master Chess Tournament of Moscow Open 2015. From the ninth round of matches played since January 31st, 2015, Iran raised 7.5 points or 6-3 draws from the ninth round of matches played since January 31st, 2015, Iran raised 7.5 points or 6 wins and 3 draws, defeating 9 other female students from Russia, Hungary, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Poland, and Mongolia. As for the tournament, the men's cup of Russia stage was followed by 246 chess players from 29 countries. Indonesia was represented by GM Megaranto Susanto, that was in the position 17, with the point half, or 4 wins and 5 draws and 0 lose. And the next one was by FM Ali Muhammad Lutfi, who was in the position of 146, with a point 4, with 2 wins, 4 draws and 3 loses. Listener, we end the February event with Indonesian Bridge Team Champion in Australia. EP Pertamina Indonesia team was reinforced by Taufik Asbi, Robert Parasian, Frankie Carver, Julius George, and Benny Ibradi became the winner of the tournament in the Congress Gold Coast Broad Beach, Gold Coast, Queensland in Australia, taking place on February 21st until 28, 2015. Pertamina Team EP was able to surpass the combination of the four states, including Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, and United Kingdom. In addition to the title of the Open Teams, Indonesian team was also able to secure the second position by the duet partner Taufik and Robert. Both are simply unable to compete with Magnus Moran and Neville Francis from New Zealand.
On March 7th, we start from the Indonesian badminton branch managed to bring the runner-up title at the All England. Indonesia has not won at the All England in 2015 following the defeat of Tontowi Ahmad Liliana Natsir in the final match at Barclaycard Arena, Birmingham, March 8, 2015. Indonesia's best mixed doubles pair is losing 10-21, 10-21 off the first seed from China, Chang Nan, Chao Yun Le. Earlier in the semi-finals on March 7, 2015, Tontowi and Liliana outstanding play while subjecting second-seeded Denmark Joachim Fischer-Nielsen and Christina Pedersen with 21-17, 21-11. This defeat halting fantastic record of Tontowi and Liliana as the All England champion for 3 times in a row in 2012, 2013 and 2014. We're moving on to the racing branch, where Andy Gilang becomes a champion in Qatar. The song of Indonesia Raya reverberates in Losail Circuit, Qatar. Young rider Indonesia, Andy Gilang Isdihar, managed to finish first in the second race of the second series of the Shell Advance Asia Talent Cup Sunday, March 29, 2015. Starting the race from the third start, Gilang survived in the front group throughout the race. Approaching the finish line, he managed to pass a few riders in front of him, Nakarin Atiratpuva from Thailand and Ayumu Sasaki from Japan, and finished the first.
Sports lovers, we continue the sports kaleidoscope with the events occurred in April. We start from racing. On April 19, Rio Haryanto won the GP2 Series sprint race in Bahrain. Indonesian racer Rio Haryanto continued his impressive story by winning the GP2 Series sprint race in Bahrain, Sakhir, on Sunday, April 19, 2015. In the previous day, the rider of Campos Racing finished second in the feature race. While on the sprint race taking place on lap 23 along and 24.476 kilometers, Rio start from the 7th position. The 22-year-old rider did a spectacular start with immediate overtaking four cars from the outside when towards the first corner. Further, slowly but surely, in the next 22 laps, Rio won the first position. And this was the first victory in the GP2 series for Rio Haryanto. And the next one is still on April. The Jakarta Volleyball Pro Liga Electric obtained the Pro Liga 2015 title at the final round on April 19. Daughter and son team of Jakarta Electric PLN gained the title in the Pertamina Pro Liga Volleyball Competition 2015 after defeating the opponent PGN Post Vito in the final match at the Among Rogo Sports Stadium in Yogyakarta Sunday, April 19. The women's team of Jakarta Electric PLN defeated PGN Pop Zivo with 3-1. Or the detailed score was 23-25, 25-16, 27-25, 25-15. While the men's team Jakarta Electric PLN win over Surabaya Samator with 3-0, 25-19, 28-26, and 25-22. The third position was secured by the women's team and men's Jakarta Pertamina Energy. And then Fajrina Nabila Amalia won the title of the best player from the Jakarta Pertamina Energy, while the best men's player was achieved by the Jakarta Electric PLN player, Faithful Primadi.
Listener will continue to the Sport Kaleidoscope on May, where tennis team from Indonesia sweeps the title in the final match ISSF. Tennis Stadium in Bukit Asam, Indonesia, Jakabaring team swept the men's team title and women tournament, the first ISSF championship tennis in Sport City, Palembang. In the final match, which held on May 12, 2015, Indonesian women's team had the right to half gold medal after defeating top seed Oman 2-0. In the category of women, eventually Oman won the silver medal, while Malaysia and Syria had to be satisfied to grab the bronze medal. In the men's event, Indonesia won the first after beating Malaysia in the final. Malaysia came in second place, while Syria and Cambodia gained the bronze medal. Still on May, we're moving forward to badminton, where the Team Sudirman Cup in Indonesia only to reach the semi-final. Position semi-finalists became the team's best finish of red and white in 2015 Sudirman Cup after losing to China 1-3 in the semi-final on May 16 in the gymnasium of Dongguan, China. Against the defending champion five times in a row, Indonesia had its best squad. Hendra Setiawan, Muhammad Ahsan, Bellatrix Manuputi, Jonathan Christie, Gracia Poli, Nitya Maheswari Krishinda, and Tontowi Ahmad Liliana Natsir becomes the names that strengthened the team in the semi-final. Indonesia team's manager Rexi Mainaki said, "Overall, the team planned between senior and junior players. This course will be a warning for China and will be a great future for regeneration of Indonesia." Still on May, we are moving forward to the bridge, where Indonesia bridge team becomes a champion in Thailand. Indonesia bridge team successfully won the senior championship through 50th Asian Pacific Bridge Federation APBF Championship 2015, which took place on May 21st to 31st at Bangkok, Thailand. Red and white squad reinforced Henki Lasut, Edi Manopo, Denny Sacho, Bert Toarpoli, Monawar Sawirudin, and Michael Bambang Hartono, ensuring a gold medal in the final match on May 31st, defeating a team from Hong Kong with 14.20 to 5.80 VPS. In addition to defeating Hong Kong, Indonesia team's victory cannot be separated from the defeat of Taiwan, the nearest rivals for Indonesia, from Australia by 8.66 to 11.34 VPS.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, you are still tuned to the Sports Kaleidoscope, and now we will go further into the June. We start from boxing. David Jordan defeated a Ghana boxer. David Chino Jordan successfully defended his interim lightweight champion belt, WBO Asia Pacific and WBO lightweight belts, by overthrowing African boxer from Ghana, Maxwell Awuku, in a match held at DBL Arena Surabaya on June 6, 2015, David Jordan succeeded in winning on points 114, 113, 115, 112, and 117 and 110. With this victory, David was just one step away to win the world title WBO lightweight. Listener, we are still in June. In June, the World Sport event is also marked with the SEA Games 2015 in Singapore. SEA Games 2015 held from the 5th until the 16th of January in Singapore. At the SEA Games 2015, the Indonesian contingent was not able to maintain the overall champion or the grand champion earned in 2012 Jakarta SEA Games in Palembang and just being in the 5th position. Indonesia's last medal position was 47 gold, 61 silver, and 74 bronze. At the SEA Games in 2015, the first rank was secured by Thailand with 95 gold, 83 silver, and 69 bronze, while Singapore ranked second with 83 gold, 74 silver, and 102 bronze.
On July 5, 2015, Rio Haryanto shore Indonesia Raya River Parade in Silverstone. The young Indonesian racer Rio Haryanto, for the third time in the competition, won the Sprint Race GP2 Series 2015. Rio managed to finish first in the second race of the GP2 Britain at Silverstone Circuit on Sunday. Rio darted quickly from pole positions at the start. Rio maintains its position in the race, where he didn't use the pit stop until the race ends. This is the third victory in the sprint race of the season after Bahrain and Austria. Results in this race sprint usher Rio back up to the third in the standing.
Listener, we continue the sports kaleidoscope with August, beginning with jet ski. The brilliant results achieved by the Indonesian team back on the International Jet Ski Championship Series P1 Aqua 10 2015, or the fourth series, held on August 1st to the 2nd in St. Cloud, Florida, United States. On this fourth series, Aksa Sultan Aswar came back to show off by winning the first prize, as well as achieved in the previous series. He won over the toughest rival. At the same time, his brother, Eero Sultan Aswar, who had to settle for the third position. In the championship, Indonesian athletes received first position from the World Jet Ski Athletes Mainstay host Eric Francis and Blaine Spooner, as well as Mike Klebenstein of Canada. And the next one is from badminton. Team Indonesia won overall championship with 7 gold medals at the Badminton World Championships Para Badminton Championship 2015 in the Gor Hall B Sritex Arena Solo, held on August 7, 2015. Meanwhile, the second place was gained by Thailand with 4 gold, followed by Malaysia with 2 golds, and then Japan, India and Turkey only gained 1 gold. The Badminton World Championships have been attended by about 70 athletes from 10 countries, namely Thailand, Malaysia, Hong Kong, India, Japan, France, Turkey, Poland, Switzerland, and Indonesia. Still on badminton, Joko Widodo congratulated the success of Indonesian players in winning the men's doubles gold medal in the Badminton World Championships. The total BWF World Championship 2015 in Jakarta, August 9, 2015. Indonesian men's doubles Hendra Setiawan and Muhammad Ahsan won gold medal in the Badminton World Championship in 2015 after winning the final over the Chinese pair Qiu Jian Liu Xiaolong in the Stadium Senayan. In addition to the gold medal, Indonesia also gained 3 bronze medals obtained from the mixed doubles Tontowi Ahmad and Liliana Natsir, women's doubles Grecia Putri and Nitria Maheswari Krishnanda, at the moment singles Lindaweni Vanetri.
Indonesian women's beach volleyball team reinforced Dini Jasita Putu Utami and Dita Juliana won the gold medal championship of Asia Pacific Cup in Palembang, South Sumatra on Saturday. Indonesia's team won the first place after the final at the Arena Sport Complex Beach Volleyball Cakabaring on October 17, 2015 by defeating the team Kazakhstan Tatiana Maskova and Baktiagul Samalikova with 2-1, 21-15, 10-21 and 15-10. This success is more perfect after Putu early chosen as the best player along with Dmitry Yakovlev of Kazakhstan to the men's event. As for the sector of men's gold medal was won by the pair of Chinese couple Li Chan and Li Chushan, won a silver medal while Kazakhstan through a pair of Alexei Sidorenko and Dmitry Yakovlev, and Australia won the bronze medal with partners Joshua Kurt and Damien Schumann. Still in October, we're moving forward to the football branch, where the President Cup Finals held. Persib Bandung won the President Cup champion in 2015 after beating Arema Malang FC in the final match at the Bung Karno Main Stadium with a score 2-0 on Sunday, October 18, 2015. Two Persib winning goals came in the first half by Ahmad Jufrianto free kick that opens the score in the early game, and Makan Konate at the first half. The game runs with high tension since the referee blew the whistle.
Hello sports lovers, you are still in the Sport Kaleidoscope from the Voice of Indonesia. And now we continue into November, and now we begin from Wushu. Indonesia won the second position in the World Championship Wushu 13th, held at Senayan Stadium in Jakarta on November 13 to the 18, 2015 by winning 7 gold medals, 3 silver medals and 6 bronze medals. While China became the grand champion with 14 gold and 1 silver, Chairman of Wushu Indonesia Federation, Supandi Kusuma, said the achievement of Indonesia is best all-around participation. The 13th Wushu World Championship was participated by 82 countries that lowered nearly 1,000 athletes. The next sport event is from weightlifting. Indonesia wins the gold in the World Weightlifting Championship. Sri Hartati women lifters who joined in the women's 57kg class won gold medals at the World Weightlifting Championship 2015 in Luxembourg, after being able to make a total of 537.5 kg force. At the World Weightlifting Championships in Luxembourg, Indonesia only sent 2 athletes. Besides Sri Hartati, the Indonesian Weightlifting Federation also sent one other athlete, who is also from Lombok, Novia Nasari, who offered the bronze medal with a total force of 570 kilograms. And listener, we end the November Kaleidoscope with Indonesia signed a letter of intention that marks the implementation of the agreement of MotoGP 2017. Youth and Sports Minister Imam Nahrawi say the contract or the LOE will be signed in February 2016. Not only becoming the host of MotoGP in 2017, in the LOE, it is also stated that Indonesia is ready to host the MotoGP for 3 consecutive years, including 2017, 2018, and 2019. Hello listener, we end the Sport Kaleidoscope with preparation Asian Games 2018. The Asian Games 2018 will be held in 4 provinces of Indonesia, including Jakarta, West Java, South Sumatra, and Banten. It is said by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, after chairing a coordination meeting of the 18th preparation for the Asian Games in the office of the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture in Jakarta on Monday. Previously, the Olympic Council of Asia, or OCA, has set the official name of the game, which is the 2018 Asian Games Jakarta Palembang, and it is the first time that the official name to have two cities in it. Well, listener, that was Voice of Indonesia with the Sports Kaleidoscope. We meet again next year in 2016.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The government has revealed plans to develop 10 tourist destinations next year to shift the focus of Indonesian tourism away from Bali. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Rizal Ramli told a press conference that Indonesia tourism has been focused too heavily in Bali, which is already overcrowded. As the risks associated with volatility in the flow of capital are poised to expand, Vice President Yusuf Kalla has floated an idea to impose capital control in order to stem the outflow of foreign-denominated assets as well as to repatriate Indonesian wealth parked overseas. Head of Task Force 115, Vice Admiral Widodo, said that the Illegal Fishing Task Force has uncovered a new modus operandi in illegal fishing business in Indonesian waters. Based on automatic identification system surveillance, a Chinese flagship was spotted around Tomini Bay. It turned out that the ship was a decoy. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi placed an issue of Indonesian citizen protection as the first priority in her working agenda in 2015 by presenting the state for Indonesian citizens abroad. Related to the performance of the House of Representatives DPR during 2015, political observer from the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Siti Zuhro, to RRI Voice of Indonesia said Monday in Jakarta, to control the Indonesian government, the House of Representatives is required to evaluate its performance so that politics in the country will be more conducive. Indonesia's financial regulator has changed requirements around how the country's banking and financial services conglomerates report their capital buffers in an effort to make capital risk more transparent. Indonesian students have reportedly survived the massive flooding that recently hit northern England. The floods have displaced thousands and have been claimed as the worst in the UK in the past few decades. Continuous heavy rain inundated several cities, including York, Manchester, Rochdale, and Leeds. That was the news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting live from frequency of 9525 kHz and audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion and criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment Indonesia Wonder and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Gua Batu Cermin in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listener, when you come to East Nusa Tenggara, usually tourists choose Labuan Bajo as their main destination. Labuan Bajo is a beautiful small harbor on the western tip of Flores Island, and it is the gateway to the Komodo National Park in East Nusa Tenggara. Besides being a port city, Labuan Bajo is also the capital city of West Manggarai Regency. The city has many interesting attractions, such as Komodo National Park and Pink Beach. Besides the two attraction sites, Labuan Bajo actually also has other destinations that is equally interesting to be visited by tourists, namely Gua Batu Cermin. It takes about 4 kilometers from Labuan Bajo with approximately 30 minutes travel time. To go to the cave, you should pay an entrance ticket, 10,000 rupiah plus 20,000 rupiah for a tour guide while you are in the cave. The tour guide will help you to explore the caves as well as providing information about Batu Cermin. From the parking lot to the cave mouth, you have to walk about 10 to 15 minutes in a distance of approximately 300 meters on Corn Block Way. In addition, during the trip, you can feel cool air because there are bamboo trees which adorn all the way. Batu Cermin Caves is also flanked by forest, where the forest become habitat for many wild animals, such as typical birds of eastern region, long-tailed macaques, sometimes wild boar. If you are lucky, you can see flocks of long-tailed macaques hanging from the trees. Listener, to get into Batu Cermin Cave, it is limited to only 10 people because it has many rock cave stalactites and stalagmites, which takes place in the path of the cave. The most appropriate time to visit Batu Cermin Cave is in late morning or when the sun is shining with a heat, because in that situation, you will feel the sensation behind the Batu Cermin Cave. The sun will go through the sidelines of rocks above the cave and then bounces on the stone inside the cave and raises its own light, makes the rocks in the cave shining. That's why it is called Batu Cermin Cave, because the stone can reflect light. To see this phenomenon, you have to go in about 20 meters into the cave. Besides being able to reflect light like a mirror, when the rain, the cave will create a pool of water in it. The stagnant water can also reflect light so that you can mirror in the puddle. Listener, in Batu Cermin Cave, you will see a variety of marine fossils of several animals. There are coral fossil or fossil of turtle and tortoise. In addition, you also can find long white stone, which is ripe close to the fall of sunshine. The white stone is commonly called the Bunda Maria or Virgin Mary stone by the local Christians because it is similar to the statue of the Virgin Mary. Batu Cermin Cave was founded by a priest who also a Dutch archaeologist in 1951. He made the conclusion of his discovery and research of the cave that used to be the island of Flores was located below sea level. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Gua Batu Cermin or Batu Cermin Cave. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is tips berwisata or in English, traveling tips. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly, twice. You can follow after me. Berwisata. Berwisata. Traveling. Rencana. Rencana. Plan. Akhir tahun. Akhir tahun. Year end or the end of the year. Pergi. Pergi, go away. Luar negeri, luar negeri, abroad. Luar kota, out of town. Biro perjalanan, travel agent. Menawarkan, menawarkan, to offer. Paket, paket wisata yang menarik. Paket-paket wisata yang menarik. Interesting tour packages. Tempat wisata, resort or tourist spot. Teman sebaya atau seumur, teman sebaya atau seumur, friends of the same age. Minat, minat, interest. Membawa, membawa, to bring. Obat, obat, medicines. Minum, minum, to take or to drink. Barang-barang, barang-barang, things. Meminjam, meminjam, to borrow. Merepotkan, merepotkan, to bother. Orang lain, other people. Mengingatkan, mengingatkan, to remind. Next is a conversation on tips berwisata or in English, traveling tips. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Devi. Apa rencana kamu di akhir tahun? Apa rencana kamu di akhir tahun? In English, what's your year-end plan? Apakah kamu tidak pergi ke luar negeri atau keluar kota? Apakah kamu tidak pergi ke luar negeri atau keluar kota? In English, aren't you going abroad or out of town? Saya sedang berpikir mau pergi kemana. Saya sedang berpikir mau pergi kemana. In English, I've been thinking where I'm going to. Karena banyak biro perjalanan menawarkan paket-paket wisata yang menarik. In English, because so many travel agents offering interesting tour packages. Saya ingin ke Raja Ampat di Papua. In English, I want to visit Raja Ampat in Papua. Oh, itu tempat wisata yang bagus sekali. In English, oh, it's a very good tourist spot. Saya punya tips untuk berwisata. I have some tips for traveling. Carilah teman yang sebaya atau seumurmu. In English, find some friends of your own age. Kalau tidak seumur, carilah yang mempunyai minat yang sama. In English, if not the same age, find somebody who has the same interest. Selain itu, jangan lupa membawa obat yang biasa kamu minum. In English, in addition, don't forget to bring your usual medicines. Bawa saja barang-barang yang paling kamu butuhkan. In English, just take things you need most. Supaya tidak meminjam dan merepotkan orang lain. In English, so you needn't bother other people. Iya, betul. Terima kasih telah mengingatkan. In English, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a newcomer singer, namely Danila Jelita Putri Riyadi. Listener, before we continue to tell a glimpse about Danila Jelita Putri Riyadi, let's listen to her song entitled Buayan. Enjoy the song.
Pesona dirimu membawaku masuk ke alam buayan. Masih teringat jelas waktu kau hadir di depanku. Buayan, terpukau ku dibuatmu. Buayan, akan ku catat dalam ingatan yang tak ternilai buayan. Sementara waktu kan merekam jejak kisah kita. Tak perlu kau mengerti rasaku kepadamu. Biarkan jadi urusanku. Tak usah ku pahami rasamu kepadaku. Biarkan jadi urusanmu. Lihatlah senja. Buayan,
jiwa yang tengah disentuh buaya. Mungkinkah kelak suatu hari kau kan jadi milikku. Buaya, buaya, terpukau ku dibuatmu. Buaya, akan ku catat dalam ingatan yang tak ternilai buaya. Sementara waktu kan merekam jejak kisah kita.
Danila, who was born on February 12, 1990, tends to call herself as a message conveyor than a singer. For Danila, music and singing is not more than a media to convey messages by covering beautiful things. To sing is talking about something through a song. Danila said all people can sing. However, not all of them can speak truly. Danila more likely dedicate Britpop and trip-hop music that closely to dark atmosphere and rain. She has power of reason to compose an extraordinary song. It has been realized in her works that jointly produced with the producer Lava Pratomo. Well, listener, let's listen to the coming song entitled Wahai Kau by Danila Jelita.
Wahai kau yang kerap tersenyum manis di benakku, berhentilah agar ku sanggup tidur kali ini.
Saat kita berdua terpisah di tempat yang jauh tuk merindu. Ikut denganku serta melintasi alam nyata yang tersimpan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia, and join us on Facebook Voice of Indonesia and Twitter Voi Indonesia.